bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. Hey, everyone. How's it going? We are halfway through April already. Oh, my gosh. Well, I want to follow up on last week and talk a little bit about Jesse. My mom actually contacted me earlier this week, and she mentioned, you know what, Trent, I'd really appreciate it if you could get me in contact with Jesse, if you could get me his email address or whatever, because I'd really like to talk to him about those mission trips. I think it'd be really cool if we did something like that and went on them and helped other people. For those that don't know, my mom is phasing us out of traditional gift giving for Christmas. So this past year, she had a speech all planned for us and everything. I had to FaceTime my wife, who was spending the holiday with her family. And my mom gave this elaborate speech. And essentially, she was saying, you know, we're going to not do traditional gift giving anymore. And she brought up these huge bags and boxes. And inside these huge bags or boxes that she gave to each of us kids were gifts. And so people still laugh at me when they stop into my apartment because I still have my Christmas tree up. It first started for me as a joke that I was going to have my tree up all year because, let's be honest here, I'm lazy and I really don't want to have to deal with putting it all away or anything. There are no ornaments on it except for two of them that Leanne and I bought in New York. But I digress. So I have gifts under my tree still because we were given a gift to open each and every month over the course of the next year. And then my mom wants to, so moral of why I'm even telling you this in the first place, my mom really wants to start to go on family trips or to just do something different and save our money. Instead of every year asking, okay, what do you want? And then having to come up with a list and go shopping, we're going to try and use our time and our money in a little bit different ways and a little bit more valuable ways. There are a lot of studies out there that talk about how you should buy experiences, not things. And so I completely stand behind this. A lot of people were kind of asking me at first, well, like, how do you feel about that? And my wife kept making fun of me because I think she thought that it was a lot harder on me than what it actually was. It was more so I just really didn't know what to think about it at first. Did I ever tell you how our podcast is really just rambling? So really, that's the main point of this, too, that I kind of want to lead off with for this week, is that's the whole purpose of this podcast. So in the very beginning, in my sneak peek, the first post that I've had, geez, almost 2 months ago now, 3 months ago now almost, the whole purpose of this podcast was to learn other people's stories, to learn about them and take away a lot of valuable things, which I think we've done a lot of. And the other purpose, too, was getting people connected with one another and learning from their stories. And so I think that my mom asking for Jesse's contact information, I think that's valuable in and of itself. That is taking some of the purpose. It's showing me that this is working, that we're getting people connected and realizing that there is value in other people's stories. Even Jesse last week, a couple of things that he mentioned at the end when I said, well, what do you feel are the biggest takeaways from your story? One of the things he mentioned was from 2 weeks ago when we talked to Saul, who talked about not judging a book by its cover. That's something Jesse brought up as well. And you can see how our stories really, We all see ourselves differently. We are all different. Don't get me wrong. We're all unique in our own ways. But there really are things that tie us together, and we just don't realize it all the time. One of the things that Jesse talked about last week, too, at the end, is something that I wanted to elaborate a little bit more on this week, but also is what kind of got me in my topic for this week. So one thing Jesse brought up was kind of talking about how, you know, life is short. He talked about the story of Mr. B and the passing of his father. And so those two separate stories kind of got Jesse to look at life differently, saying, you know, life really is short. And as cliche as it sounds, you need to live it to the fullest. And Jesse's experienced that. He's experienced the shortness of life and the impact it can have, and realizing, like, sometimes you need to get a head start on things. Too often, I think we get caught up in saying, I'll just put it off, or no, that can wait. But we don't know the expiration date of our lives. We don't know when things are going to end. I could say, tomorrow I'll start writing for speaking tomorrow, or I'll start doing this for speaking tomorrow. I'll start a podcast tomorrow. But there may not be a tomorrow for me. That's something that Travis, one of my good friends, used to always say, when are you going to start your podcast? When are you going to start your podcast? And he'd bug me and bug me and bug me about it. And I'm so glad that he did. Looking back, and even in the moment, I was so glad that he kept bugging me about it, because that's that accountability piece. And I'm going to touch on that a little bit later, but really the topic for this week is, where is your energy? Where are you focusing all your energy? What is it that you're passionate about that you really like? And make sure that you're hopping on that. Make sure you're not continually putting it off or saying, I'll do it later, I'll do it tomorrow. And essentially, don't be a procrastinator about it. This past weekend, I was in Minnesota. So, as you know, as I've mentioned before on this podcast, I live in central Wisconsin. And if you've been following the weather at all, or live anywhere in the Midwest or surrounding the Midwest, you'll know about the big winter storm that came through. Some of you didn't get winter. Some of you got rain. I'm quite jealous of you, because I sure do love a good thunderstorm. But we got 28 inches in Stevens Point. Well, before everything started to really occur on Friday, I decided that I wanted to go visit some friends. And a lot of that is just because I felt personally like I was burning myself out. Sometimes you just need a break. Sometimes you just need to get away and do something for yourself, or disconnect from the location you're in. So I used to do that all the time when I lived in Michigan. I was just saying, like, you know, I need to get away. I need to get out of here. Because we just get stuck sometimes. And so that's what I needed. And you got to keep in mind, you have to be able to recognize your own limits, essentially. Everyone's going to have their own limits for self-care. Everyone's going to have their limits for burnout. But it's super important that you're recognizing it and that you are taking care of yourself. For me, my worry and my anxiety has also been higher than normal. Personally, I need to, again, focus my energy on finding a counselor within the area. That's something that's helped me before, and so I just need to find the focus and to do it. But for me, my worry and anxiety has been a little bit higher lately. So I knew that I needed to get out. I needed a detox. That's something that I talked about 2 weeks ago on this podcast, was a detox. Sometimes you just need to get away, take care of yourself, whether it's just going for a walk or going away for a weekend and disconnecting yourself from where you live, your surroundings. I'm in a very unique situation, being that I live where I work. And so personally, I think that it's even more important that I focus on that type of stuff. So I took a weekend getaway and went to, like I said, Minnesota. I went to Rochester, Minnesota, to visit my friends Dylan and Megan. Shout out to those, because I know that they are probably listening. Well, at least Dylan probably is, though he is 2 weeks behind the podcast right now. I had mentioned on Friday to Megan how, oh, I'll bring my podcast stuff and we can podcast this weekend. Megan is Dylan's girlfriend. Dylan has been on this podcast before. He was my second guest that was on this podcast. He can be found, I think it was in episode 3. But I said, all right, well, let's podcast this weekend. I think that'll be fun. It'll be another guest, which I know you probably love guests more than listening to me ramble. But at one point I had said, I think it was on Sunday, you know, we should podcast right now. And we all kind of just looked at each other and no one really said yes or anything. So I didn't proceed in getting my podcast stuff out. And it was almost like we were too lazy to. And the other thing, too, was this week I was thinking about, for today's podcast, producing it a little bit differently and kind of doing something like I did last week where I kind of started out with Jesse's quotes. This week I kind of wanted to mess around of when my talking would be and when the title sequence would come in. But one thing that it boils down to, so whether it be these two examples right here that I have, producing the podcast differently or even just asking to podcast. And sometimes, I'll be honest, I'll take a lot of the blame. That's the reason I don't have guests on sometimes, is this one word right here, lazy. Too lazy to blank. This weekend, too lazy to podcast. Today and between tomorrow, too lazy to produce this podcast differently. And so, where are you focusing your energy, and how important is whatever you're trying to focus on? So for me, I know that detox, as I like to call it, or self-care, however you want to refer to it, that's something that's very important to me. Something very important to me is a summer vacation. But to be quite honest, I don't know if that's going to be able something I'm going to be able to afford. I really wanted to go to Belgium. I found a flight for $550, which is actually really cheap. I could have got lodging for a total of $150 for a total of about 5 days. So that was round trip airfare and lodging for about, let's just say $800. And then maybe $200 of in-country spending for the couple days in there. $1,000 is very good. I just don't have it right now. Do I need the vacation? Heck yes, I do. I'm not even missing a beat there. I need a vacation. But right now, I'm focusing a lot of my energy into a new car. And knowing that my lease is up, I kind of know, unfortunately, I know where my priorities lie right now. But it's just those things. Like, what is it that you haven't been doing that you want to do? What's it that you've been putting off that you really want to do or that you really want to focus on? Like, what is your drive? What is your passion? That's the answer. That's the question you have to answer for yourself. No one can answer that for you. They can tell you, oh yeah, you're really good at this or you should do that. But they can't actually fully answer, this is what you should be doing. They can't make that decision for you. They can give you guidance. They can give you advice. They can give you insight, but they can't be that sole decision maker. You are that sole decision maker of what drives you, what is your passion, where does your energy lie. A week ago, I was able to, or almost a week ago, actually, I don't even know what day it is anymore. A week ago, week and a half ago, it doesn't matter. I was talking to Blake, one of my mentors, and one thing that he kind of talked about was, you know, Trent, like if you ever need just for the accountability piece, don't feel bad. Like just feel free to text me if that's going to help you with the accountability. And him and I got into the discussion about how in speaking, we are our own boss, essentially. So the motivation to work sometimes can dwindle. It can be hard to find the motivation to work because it's very easy to say, I'll just work on it later. I'll do this later. And later turns into tomorrow, which turns into next weekend, which turns into next week, which turns into next month. And I think you get the picture there. But it's important to have that accountability piece. So like I talked about earlier, Travis was texting me, when are you going to finally start this podcast? When are you going to podcast? Blah, 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 blah. Shut up, Travis. But as I mentioned, I'm so glad he stayed on me for that. Sometimes you just need that self-accountability piece. So what are you going to do to make sure that you're getting that? Whether it's texting yourself so that you have that reminder, or texting a friend and saying, hey, stay on me about this. Keep making sure that I'm doing this. Send me weekly reminders. Text me all the time. Bother me until I want to block you on all social media or delete your number. Whatever you have to do, whether it's post-it notes on your wall or on your mirror. One thing that I've thought about doing recently is just starting. So I really want to get a whiteboard. And I know I'm looking at the wall right now that I want to post that whiteboard. A couple different walls. But I want to get a whiteboard so that I can write down goals, things I want to accomplish, things I should remember. So that that's another accountability piece for me. That's a motivating factor to get me to do my work and do the things I want to do. Something else I've seen a lot lately are social media posts. So whether it's on Facebook, or I've seen a couple of Instagram stories lately where the person is even kind of calling themselves out and saying, the reason I'm posting this is for accountability. So in my mind, they're doing it A, for themselves, to hold themselves accountable, and B, so they have this network, this following of people who can also make sure that they're holding that person accountable and saying, hey, did you get this done? Or, hey, I noticed this on your Instagram story the other day and just wanted to see where you're at with it or how is it going? And so that's another great way to make sure that you're having that accountability piece. To get you toward your goal or toward wherever it is that your energy is lying. One thing that I've done recently, so obviously this whole speaking thing is a huge passion of mine. My energy lies within it. But some days are harder than others. Some weeks, really, when I'm looking at podcasts, I kind of look at it in terms of weeks rather than days. Because I have an entire week to either find a guest or come up with material to record the podcast. And then kind of depending on how the podcast goes, usually if it's just myself, there's not too much editing involved. But when it's with a guest, there's a little bit more editing required. And so aside from my full-time job, I also need to figure out how I'm going to fit this in and how I'm going to do it at night. Sometimes the last thing I want to do when I come home from work is to do more work. I think that you all feel that sometimes. But if you truly have a passion for something, truly have a dream or a goal in mind, you need to make sure that you're taking time to accomplish it, to put work into it. Because it's not going to work or it's not going to come through if you never put any time to it or if you don't focus on it at all. A couple weeks ago, I mentioned that I'm working on an induction speech, an induction ceremony keynote for one of our student organization banquets. That's coming up on Sunday, so I'm looking forward to that. I finally got done writing that earlier this week. One thing that I was talking with Blake about last week, he had mentioned, you know, you should get a microphone for your phone. You can kind of record your speech while you're giving it. So you have your own microphone for yourself and then the microphone that they give you. And you can go back, listen to it, have it in kind of like an archive of different talks that you've given. And so that's something that I'm going to do. I've debated sharing bits and pieces of it or even the full speech with you after it's given, because I think that what I can say to them will also be beneficial to a lot of you. I know a lot of you that listen. I don't know all of you that listen necessarily, but that you're leaders. So I think this might be something good for you to hear. So more to come on that. But essentially, what I'm trying to get at is writing that speech that I'm about to give this weekend was actually really easy for me. Do you know why? Oh, why, Trent? Thank you. I'm glad you asked. Because doing what you love doesn't always feel like work. I know that it probably sounds cliche, but I'm serious. Doing what you love it makes it so much easier to accomplish what you're doing. And I think that ties into being able to find your energy and distribute your energy a lot more when you're doing what you love. if I'm not doing something I don't love and I have to fake it, I'm going to get burned out a lot quicker than doing what I love. I was speaking, I just have a drive to do it and to get it done, and it excites me. Oftentimes, no joke, I really don't have money to spend on speaking stuff right now, but I look at promotional items all the time online. All the time. I have 200 Frisbees sitting in my closet right now. Have I had any speaking engagements where I need them? No. But I'm hoping that one day I do. And so they're there when I need them, or they're there to give out to people as a promotional thing or a publicity thing in my mind. And it's just, I love looking at that stuff because I'm so passionate about wanting to start my speaking business. Another, for me, where some of my energy lies in another place is helping others, volunteering. We just had that snowstorm, like I said, where we got 28 inches, and we were asked to move our cars from the parking lots across from my building and a couple other buildings where a lot of residents park. And so I did what I miss doing, and that's volunteering. I took one of my shovels and I walked up and down the parking lot for about an hour, just asking people, hey, do you need any help shoveling? Is there anything I can do to help you? Sometimes I didn't even ask people. I kind of just started shoveling, whether they wanted me to or not. And so, like I said, wherever your energy lies, whatever you're passionate about, it's going to be a lot easier to invest your energy into it rather than investing your energy somewhere that you really don't care for. There was a quote that I saw this week, and it really resonated with me and really hit me. And it was this: when thinking about life, remember this. No amount of guilt can change the past, and no amount of anxiety can change the future. And that really struck me, especially because, like I said, I've been struggling a lot lately. And so sometimes it's just finding those things, it's finding those people, those stories that are going to resonate with you. This was another one that popped up on my Facebook memories over this past week from Sean Derrick, who was a speaker that initially got me interested in speaking. Doesn't the words "it could happen" make you at least want to try? All right, as always, if you would like to share your story and not listen to me ramble, but would rather hear someone else speak, such as yourself, feel free to reach out to me, please, at Trent Speaks on Instagram, or email me trentspeaks@gmail.com. Also, big announcement coming next week. Big announcement. You won't want to miss that. So make sure you tune in to next week's podcast to hear what that big announcement is in terms of the podcast, and something that I'm pretty excited to do, as long as it hopefully works out. So have a great week, everyone. Get out there, be yourself. Make sure you find that thing that you really want to focus your energy on over this next week. Ta-ta.